Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Bowman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowman. White moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Haller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Alou steals second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller takes first base on ball four. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards short. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haller. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Javier moves to third. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Javier scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. Hiller reaches third base with a triple. Keene goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 1, Cardinals, 1. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. White races to the bag and beats McCovey for the out. There's the throw to home, and McCarver drops the ball. Hiller scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Marichal. Boyer moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. Haller moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to third for the out. Bowman moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Braulio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat is hit by the pitch. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Mays reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Braulio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 3. the Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. Marichal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Giants 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keene. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Groat bunts towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keene. Flood scores. Boyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 5, Cardinals, 5. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to second. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Tom Haller. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is hit by the pitch. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowman strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Orlando Cepeda now playing first base. Willie McCovey now playing right field. Don Larson now pitching. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grote. Alou moves to second. Lou Burdette now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing second base. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Lou Burdette. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sawatzki for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Flood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCovey. Flood reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 7, Cardinals, 7. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Giants will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards left. James fields it and throws to second to catch Davenport for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-5 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Ernie Bowman now playing second base. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-4 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb pinch runs for Charlie James. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Kolb moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mutual hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kolb scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.